Oh, USA, USA, a nation that was born for the gospel's sake. I've allowed you to exist for two cycles. You have existed for 200 years plus. But 200 was your maximum. For in your latter days and your last call was given by my prophet, Kenneth E. Hagin. That was the last call. And the last call was passed and over when his ministry and his life and as a calendar he was taken back. So, saith the Lord, this land, you have done much good. You spread the seed of the gospel. You spread the seed of freedom. And the Lord is blessed, both spiritually and naturally. You're a nation extremely blessed, extremely gifted, extremely spiritual. But in your latter years, you've taken all those things for granted and you've used those things to reject me and to worship false gods, to worship idols and turn away from my word. How my heart is grieved for you to see you under the heavy hand of judgment. How I grieve for you. But yet once more, I will give you a last salvation. Your call has ended. But yet once more, I will cast my nets upon your nation. And I will draw unto me a people of my spirit and of my word. Of those who have hungered and sought. And of those who are the sons and daughters of those who have loved me and have been founded on my word and on my gospel. For the covenant that have been built into your lives, I will save you yet once more. But it will be the last. And then I will draw you unto me. And I will bring you to a land that is safe. For no longer will your land be safe. It is past. And many other nations before you have been given their last call. I will no longer protect those nations, for they are under judgment. But you are under judgment. But yet, I will work once more to draw my name. But it must be only for a short and a quick time. I will draw those unto myself who love me in this land. And I will then bring you to safety. For the whole land will be cursed. But I will protect those whom I love. And those whose forefathers have made a covenant with me and given themselves unto me. I will take them and bring them to a nation that I will prepare for them. Nations where they will uproot and be replanted. And I will not forget the good works you have done, despite all that is necessary, that sin and the enemy and the blasphemies that rise to me as Sodom and Gomorrah must be dealt with. I will bring all of my Abraham's children to shelter. And ye that are the lords in that land, hear my voice, saith the Lord. You will lose everything and save only your life. If you look back, be not like Lord, but be like Abraham, who has chosen the good path. So be the sons, true sons of Abraham, and choose the good path. Go not into the land and areas that are under the curse of Sodom and Gomorrah, for the curse has begun. He that has an ear, let him hear the voice of my spirit, and they will be saved. In Jesus' name.